only on 102.5 The Phone. Now, from the Autoglass America studios, it's the Mike Calta Show.
The show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. When's the last time you bought me something that wasn't a holiday?
Yeah.
So, can I ask you for something?
I bought you lunch last time we went out. I got it.
What?
No, well, where? Not the last time at Cafe time. Chibo, yeah, because
Amir paid for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, my whole point was, if you have an extra $5, I would like you to buy me a Corvette.
Deal.
Because you have an opportunity to do that. Stingray Chevrolet Raffle.com. You have a chance to win a brand new 2018 red Corvette, courtesy of Stingray Chevrolet. They give it away at the Strawberry Festival. You can win it. I've been there, and I've been had the pleasure of letting the last two winners know that they won. And you can do it. It can just be for $5. You can buy it online, Stingray Chevrolet Raffle.com. You can stop it. Stingray Chevrolet, exit 22 in Plant City, or you can buy them day of at the Strawberry Festival. Best bet, though, buy them online because you buy a bunch of them.
Yeah.
You don't have to touch anything. They rip them, put them in, do it, the whole deal there. And then I will show up that day and watch them mix the hopper, and then I will pull a name, and we'll have a winner. And all that money collected, all of it, 100% of it goes to Unity in the community where they break it up and they give it to charities right here in the area and in Plant City. And Steve Hurley and his family, they donate the car. They pay all the taxes. You pay nothing. You basically just show up and get a new car.
Yeah.
A new Corvette. So get on it because we're running out of time. Do you know that there is the movie The Bodyguard?
Yes.
That they were talking about making a sequel to that with Princess Diana, and then she died?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what Kevin Costner told us. They were making a sequel. She had agreed to do it, and that's when I'm pretty sure he banged her.
And she was going to be in it?
She was going to be in it. He was going to have to guard her.
Weird.
And then she died, so they scrapped that. And now they're talking about remaking it. And I just looked online, and I guess there is a stage version of it at the Straw Center.
Oh, okay.
I would see that.
Yeah.
It was a good movie, The Bodyguard.
Yeah, it was a good movie because Kevin Costner was in it.
Oh, you're saying this guy won't be good?
I'm not. He's no Kevin Costner. Otherwise, he would have been in the movie.
Right.
Actually, Kevin Costner.
Who would you have now if you're remaking that movie? Who do you have? I already know.
Tell me yours, and it'll help me think of mine.
Channing Tatum, Lady Gaga. Boom. Box office smash.
So you have to pick somebody who can really sing, and somebody who's pretty. Like, you want to fall in love with her. You want to protect her with your life. Mm. Lady Gaga's not that lady.
Yeah.
Let me think about it. Rihanna.
Ooh.
Okay.
And.
Oh, you're going to go just like it was, black, white.
No, Rihanna's The Bodyguard.
Oh, that'd be great.
And Ed Sheeran is the
help. Yeah. Help, Rihanna.
No, I'm gonna go black, white, but just because Rihanna, I think, would be hot in the role.
Mm.
And she's young and she'd want to be out partying, and The Bodyguard's gotta be straight laced.
All right, can I switch mine up?
I was gonna say Jason Statham, but he's too muscle, he's too bodyguard. I need somebody who's a little bit more understated.
Okay. I'm gonna change my
Ben Gleib.
I'm gonna change my female lead to what's her name? Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah.
J-Lo.
And who's the bodyguard? Can it be Gerard Butler?
Don't care. Whoever you want to put in there.
Okay.
You can put a goddamn puppet in there for all you. Pre-Satan puppet.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I want it to be a young country star. Who's a young, hot country star? I don't know anybody's names. Oh, I got it. It's Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Taylor Swift is the girl.
All right.
And the bodyguard is, eat your elbows too old. Somebody.
Oh, but that'd be good. He's retiring, you know, close to retirement.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, or that. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Right.
Who is he? Which one is he?
Apollo Creed's son. Adonis.
Too small.
Too small?
Too small. He's too small. He's too small.
I don't know.
He doesn't give me the confidence that I need in the bodyguard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't like it. He's too tiny. He's what, 5'8"?
Does Kevin Costner have any kids that act? No, right?
He's 6 feet tall.
No, that's 6 feet on a baseball card. It's a lie. 6 feet tall on the stat is 5'9". So I will say, I need a big dude. I need like a, he's ripped. I mean, he's got a great body.
He's ripped and he's 6 feet tall. So
what if we do opposites?
It's already casted.
Ed Sheeran is the singer and Ronda Rousey is the bodyguard. Mix it up.
She can't act.
No, she can't, but.
She can't stop a bullet either.
Gina Carano is the bodyguard.
Nope.
Oh, she's
so
beautiful.
Man. I like Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is in. I'm
trying to find. J-Lo, too. J-Lo's really good. She's a good actress. Gwen Stefani could be good.
Hold on. The phone calls are coming in. I'm searching. Okay. Eat Your Elbows Too Old. Anthony Mackie. He's the guy who plays that bird thing from the Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
But he's too happy.
Well,
I need somebody with a little more serious face.
Serious face?
I do. Like, I need a little more. Mm-hmm.
You're talking about we couldn't get Will Smith?
Yeah.
We couldn't get Will
That's his name. He's in every movie. We couldn't get Will Smith.
Awesome.
We got Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, no.
You're a really great actor, but
yeah,
it's just,
he's
you know.
Really, really good.
Morris Chestnut.
Morris Chestnut's too old now. Too old now for the bodyguard. You know what would be good? Common.
Can I ask? Oh, it's too old. Common's 63 years old.
He looks like he's 25, though.
Did you Google sexy black actor?
Yes.
Tay Diggs? Is Tay Diggs in there?
No. Who's Lance Gross? He's on House of Pain. He would be good.
I don't know.
All right, hold on.
What about
I'm
Craig
going down my sexy black guy. Like, what, who? Craig Robinson?
Yeah.
I ain't bending over. I get to see him yelling.
What's his name that's on that new 911 or SWAT or whatever? You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Shamar Moore.
Oh, he's way too sexy.
Yeah, too sexy?
Yeah, he's way too sexy. And he's like 50. He's got B actor face. This is a blockbuster.
He is 47 years old.
All right, if we're going to go older, then let's make it Idris Elba, and then we have to change her, because Rihanna's too young for him, and so is Taylor Swift.
Hold on, I think I got a guy.
Jason, what do you got?
Halle Berry, Mark Wahlberg.
She's not a very effective bodyguard, though. Thank you, sir. Both too old, by the way. Trying to captivate the young minds of America.
I'm telling you, Michael B. Jordan is where it's at.
Michael B. Jordan is too small.
He's not too small.
Too small. Didn't he follow you on Facebook? Is
by
that
the way,
you
how tall do you think Kevin Costner is? Kevin Costner is like 5'3".
Oh, I got it. The guy who played the stormtrooper. What's his name?
John Boyega.
Yeah, not him.
Wow.
I just want to point out, not him.
Yeah.
He got lucky with one roll, that guy.
Right. Costner's 6'1".
Yeah, that's way taller. Way taller.
Yeah, 1 inch taller.
No.
I don't know whether you
he's
know
not
how
a real.
Works.
He's not a real.
You don't think he's real 6 feet?
No.
How do you know?
Because Stallone is like 5'8", and they're back-to-back.
Okay, I don't know whether you know how movies work. Mm-hmm. Stallone was face-to-face with Drago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drago's
he was standing
7 foot
on a goddamn
four.
Apple box.
Drago was or Stallone was?
Stallone was.
Yeah. Trying to catch up to Drago.
Right. I know.
Because he's so little.
But what I'm saying is they can make them look like they're tall, like they're the same height.
Yeah. You I'm going to go with my theory.
No.
All right. I got
Michael
it.
Michael B. Jordan
it.
And Gwen Stefani. Boom.
No. I got it. Rihanna and Forrest Whitaker.
Rob on Twitter said, what about Beyonce and Clint Eastwood?
Anthony, what do you got, Anthony?
Mike, I got two suggestions for bodyguards, if I may. I'm surprised nobody said these. What about either the very well-known Rock Johnson, Dwayne Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
Or, if not him, what about the guy from White House Down, Gerard Butler? Everybody loves him.
I don't know. Like, Gerard Butler, like, after 300, nobody really liked him anymore. Yeah. They're like, if you're a Spartan, then that's it. And
he's kind of like a B actor now.
Yeah, take your shirt off and nobody cares. I like The Rock, but The Rock's been too many things now. Okay, so if it's The Rock, then yeah, The Rock is a bodyguard, and then you can go Rihanna as a superstar, but then Kevin Hart has to be like the manager. Mm. You have to have The Rock and Kevin Hart have to go together.
No, and you know who's the manager? Is, what's his name?
Sheila, hello?
Hello.
What's up, Sheila?
Ariana Grande and Jesse Williams.
Hold on, I see who Jesse Williams is.
Jesse Williams is blue-eyed.
He's been on the show. Let me see him.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
Jesse Williams, is that guy black?
He's mixed, I think.
He's beautiful. He may be too pretty. No, he's perfect.
He's angry.
By the way,
he goes out with Minka Kelly. They deserve each other. I like that, ma'am. I would watch that movie. Thank you very much.
So you have The Rock and Rihanna, and then the manager, Tracy Morgan.
That would be great.
That'd be good, right?
That would be great. I'm going to watch this movie. Mike Caldicciolo.
I've got Selena Gomez and either Chris Pratt or Zac Efron.
Zac Efron's too young looking, but I get you. Selena Gomez would be great. Thank you.
John Brennan said Nicolas Cage.
Of course.
And Reba McEntire, as the Colonel.
John, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm not exactly playing the game. I just want to put a 2 cents in. You were talking about Sylvester Stallone. And back in the 80s, I did some bit parts of doing things, and I was in a Chuck Norris movie. We had 4 scenes together, and I'm only 6 foot, but every time we had a scene, we'd have to bring a box out. It was about 8-10 inches high, and he would be standing on this box.
That I always heard he was tiny, too, and now he's old and tiny, yeah. But he would still kill both of us. So let me see. A couple more, and then we're going to get production.
I got a few ones checking in. My brother Tim says Ryan Reynolds and Ariana Grande. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
On Twitter, Brynomite says Beyonce and Chris Pratt. That would be pretty good.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
They'd make good babies.
Chris Pratt is really in good shape.
He really is. Those commercials, yeah.
I
like that. Okay, I'll see that. Hi, Mike Caldicciolo. Jason.
Carrie Underwood, Chris Evans. Captain America.
Captain America is...
Talk about short.
He's not short.
He's 5'1".
No. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Chris Pine is too short. Chris Evans is okay.
Chris Evans' height is 6 foot. Chris Pine is 3'9".
My final one.
Okay.
An updated version of The Bodyguard.
Okay.
Rihanna is a star. Former SEAL Team 6 member, because remember the other one was a Secret Service agent?
Uh-huh.
This one was a former SEAL Team 6 member.
Okay.
Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy and Rihanna.
All right.
Thank you.
For The Bodyguard, Bill Murray.
Right.
For the singer, Jonah Hill in drag.
I would definitely see that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. How did this start get started? Oh, The Bodyguard's a play.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at the Strauss Center.
There you go.
How much music is in that? That's what I don't want to see. Like, I went to see School of Rock, and there was way too much music in it.
Yeah. Well,
like, they
musicals,
have the one song.
Musicals a lot of times will have...
But it didn't. Well, it wasn't a musical movie. Why make it a musical Broadway show?
Well, they do that.
I know. I don't like that. Okay. I don't like it. That's what I'm saying.
Don't go to musicals. Go to plays.
No, if I go to... Like, if I go see Hello, Dolly, I expect to see a musical. But
right.
If I go see School of Rock, I expect the one song at the end that they all sing. Not, as my daughter said, it was too singy.
Well... No, I would imagine School Rock. I mean, most of the plays are going to be more drama, like, you know.
The whole idea in School
12
Rock.
12 Angry Men.
It was a drama.
They're not going to.
The movie.
School Rock was
the
a
movie.
Drama?
Well, there was a comedy drama. There was a story there. He takes over for the.
It was a comedy based around music, so of course they're going to make that into a musical.
Yeah, no, I get it. I don't know, I just didn't like it.
Okay. Look on the ticket next time before you buy it.
I watched the movie again the other day, though, and that is a brilliant movie, and I don't think it gets enough credit. Ned Schneebly.
Ned Schneebly.
Mm. Galvin's got a brand new open letter. We were supposed to do it, and we didn't. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will do the open letter next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.